morning, church. Good morning. Yeah. Beautiful worship, wasn't it? Boy. I don't see any visitors, but we're about to take communion, and all we ask is if you're if you've invited the Lord into your life, that that we would we'd love to share communion with you and have communion with you. So we have an open communion for you, and you're free to participate with us. As I was kind of reading and thinking the last couple of weeks, so just some scriptures stood out with me, and I just want to read a few scriptures to you, and just I think it's really something that's good for us to reflect on for communion. And some of it revolves around the free gifts. You know, we can't do anything. It's all free. And I can struggle with that sometimes, but it's something that we have to come to grips with. The gifts are free. Everything's free. He's a free-giving God. And in Isaiah 55, God was speaking through Isaiah to them hundreds of years ago, and he's also speaking to us right now. You think so? Oh. I liked your flags. Their flags were very good. So in Isaiah 53, it was speaking to the Israelites, and it's speaking to us. Dad, who? There you go. There you, yeah, that's right. You do a lot better than I will. Okay. Mom. Yeah, you go find Mom. Thank you, Riley. From the mouths of babes, huh? Yeah, and I was just drawn to Isaiah 55. Basically, it's just verse 1, and then I'm going to read a bunch of other scriptures that go along with it. But God speaking, like I said, through Isaiah, and I hear him pretty clear for us today, too. Oh, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money, without cost. Food and water, we can't live without it. Can't live very long at all without water. And so he's speaking to them and he's speaking to us. You know, we're going to get thirsty and we're going to get hungry. And if we don't have it, we'll physically die. I think spiritually too, we have to have the water and the food. And I just wanted to read some scriptures of Jesus. I thought about the woman at the well with Jesus, and I wanted to read some of that, and just some of the things that Jesus talks to himself or talks to them about water and thirsting. Everyone who drinks this water will thirst again, but whoever drinks of the water that I will give him shall never thirst. But the water that I will give him will become to him a well of water springing up to eternal life. And that's the free gift. That's the water. Thirst for the eternal life. And basically he's saying a similar thing over in John chapter 7. Now in the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood up and cried out saying, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture said, from his innermost being will flow rivers of living water. But this he spoke of the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were to receive, for the Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. Free gift of the Holy Spirit, the living water, we have it all. And sometimes we want to strive and fight for that. And the end of the book, let's see what the end of the book has to say in Revelation 21. Then he said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give to the one who thirsts from the spring of the water of life without cost. All we got to do is thirst, and we have to have our thirst in the right way. So let's go back and read Isaiah 55 again, kind of in that, after we heard those verses and kind of in the context of that. So God's saying through Isaiah, he starts it with a O, ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the water. And you who have no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. It almost sounds in that scripture like there's a conflict. He says, you who have no money, but then you come and buy. How do we come and buy something if we don't have money? See, our whole society and our structure and who we are is based on money, if you think about it. Our social level, economic level. But that gets erased with God's plan and God's kingdom. It's all erased, the social level, the economic level. So anybody can come and buy and eat. Come buy wine, come buy milk, without money and without cost. So again, the free gift. And like I said earlier, I get hung up on thinking I got to do something. I got to pray harder. I got to be better. I got to do something to pay the price. Free gift. Totally free gift. David really sums it up in just the heart of David in I think it's Psalm 63. Yeah, on the top of my, in my Bible it says, they titled this song, and they said, the thirsting soul satisfies in God. And then it says, it's a psalm of David when he was in the wilderness in Judea. And, you know, that wasn't too good a time for him. Saul was chasing him, and that wilderness was pretty dry, pretty desolate. I'm sure David got thirsty. But listen to where David's heart was. Makes you kind of humbled here. He says, "Oh God, you are my God. I shall seek you earnestly. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh yearns for you. In a dry, weary land where there is no water. Thus I have seen you in the sanctuary, to see your power and your glory, because your loving kindness is better than life. My lips will praise you. So I will bless you as long as I live, and I will lift up my hands in your name. My soul is satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth offers praise with joyful lips." Wow. Think about it. Now that's a heart that turns to what? Worship. He's in a bad place. He's not blaming God. He's loving the gift that God gave him. And he knows the love that his Father has. And he knows how and where to reach out to it. So I love that psalm. And I love that it's when we worship. And we had a beautiful worship this morning. And that kind of brought me to that. So anyhow, just some things to reflect on as you're taking communion today. And Father, I just thank you for giving what you gave and not asking for anything in return. Unbelievable. I praise you for that, Lord. I praise you through the death and the resurrection and the ascension of your Son, Jesus Christ. We have a free, biggest free gifts you can have. Freedom of eternal life. Freedom of your Spirit dwelling and living with us. And Lord, as we just take and drink, I just want that to penetrate our hearts today. And with grateful hearts and hearts of worship and love and adoration, Father, I just praise you for that. I praise you for the God that you are. And what you've accomplished in the lives and in the body of this church. And Father, just cleanse our heart each day as we draw closer to you. So So I just praise you for this in your son's precious name.